The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region, living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly hosts with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. There are no more shopping days until Christmas. It's over. Some people are on it. They are year-round shoppers. They're always on the lookout. Buying Christmas presents is never far from their mind, even in the middle of summer. Others got off to a quick start around Halloween. A few clever, thrifty shoppers really think ahead. They will do all of next year's Christmas shopping at all the after-Christmas sales. At the other extreme, the last-minute shoppers will finish it up after this Mass tonight at some store open 24 hours. And several really creative people don't even shop. They fashion homemade gifts using their talents. You know, a lot of kids tell their parents, "For a gift, I would prefer that you give me something you made yourself, like money." Stores must attract customers to survive. Whether it's the holiday season or any other time of the year, merchants devise ways to get people in the door. Retailers have Christmas sales. Black Friday is hyped up by merchants. But you know, perhaps the most lucrative scheme devised is the gift card. The gift card industry is huge. It makes shopping for people easier. They can use it to get something they really need or want. It's kind of like getting something for nothing. No money out of our pocket. Merchants really like gift cards because, for one thing, some people don't use them or they forget to use them. In the last 20 years, stores have made $41 billion on gift cards paid for but never used. Merchants also know that people generally spend more than the amount on the gift card. You know, if you have a $25 card, but you want something that's $35, you spend $10 more to get it. Gift cards or gift certificates are interesting. It looks like just a piece of plastic or a piece of paper, but it can be worth so much money. It's a great device used to attract customers. And Christmas is lots of things to lots of people. If you're a child, Christmas is one thing. If you are an adult, it can mean something else. For some, peace and joy are replaced with frantic rushing around. If you are a religious person, then it takes on even deeper meaning. Depending upon what is happening in our lives at the time, our Christmas experience varies. It's different. For children, Christmas can be the most exciting time of the year. And many of us can remember that unique feeling right down in the pit of your stomach, that anticipation. As we grow older, the thrill fades. One Christmas song calls Christmas the most wonderful time of the year. Another says the most important thing is being at home for the holidays. Elvis Presley sings about a blue Christmas without someone special. Traditional Christmas carols remind us of what it's all about. A holy night, the little child of Bethlehem. Hopefully, one thing we all should realize is that Christmas is not only receiving, it is about giving. And so Christmas can be viewed from a number of angles. Christmas means lots of things to lots of people. This year, think of Christmas as a gift card. Translate Christmas into language we understand. Christmas is a gift card offered by God to get us in the door. It is a celebration of God's 2,000-year-old standing offer of a Savior to redeem us from our sins. And like other gift cards, Christmas is already paid for. The Savior paid for it up front with his life. And like any other gift card, if you don't use it, it's sort of useless. Unless we understand why this child, the Son of God, was born this way, the scene is charming. But that's about it. Yet when we realize it altered the course of human history, if we understand he can transform our lives, then this Christmas gift card becomes priceless. Jesus the Savior is God's free gift. And if we accept that gift card, our whole lives change. But like any gift card, Christmas has little value unless you use it. Christmas is not only a gift card we can redeem, it can redeem us. God gives us Christmas to entice us to buy in. Christmas means different things to different people. People eager to buy use God's Christmas gift card all year. Others are happy to get it, but they will forget to use it. Window shoppers won't use it. They just came to look. Lots of us are regulars. and others have not been here in a long time. Regardless, God's gift card is given to everybody here, whether you've been good or bad, naughty or nice. And we can do with it whatever we want. But like any gift card, God's gift card is worthless unless we use it. If we do, God's gift can redeem us. It's already been paid for up front. Thank you for shopping at St. Luke. Merry Christmas. On the feast of Christmas, as we pray our creed, when we get to the part about today's feast, the Holy Spirit incarnate of the Virgin Mary,